Hi, this is Sean.
Radio.
Welcome, this is Sean Chakowski, and I will be on the air shortly with Allison Alia. We will be talking about eclipse cycles. We have been in an eclipse since June of 2018. Hello, are you there, Allison? Oh, we're having a little bit of technical difficulty. Hello, hello. Hey. Hello, there she is.
Yes.
Hello, Allison. Had a little difficulty getting on the air today. How are you?
Good, good.
Welcome to the show. So this is Sean Chakowski at Coaching Conversations, and I have Allison Alia with us, and we will be talking about eclipse cycles. You are like the guru to me. We got talking, and I said your wealth of knowledge blew me away. And I think it's a great time to have this conversation because, as you brought up, I think it's since June, is it, the 2018, we've been in an eclipse cycle. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself, and then maybe we can go in exploring all about the transformation that energies that are tied to these eclipse cycles. So welcome aboard.
Thank you. So, you know, I became fascinated with astrology when I was still in college. So we're talking about 20-some years ago. So I've been studying it about half of my life. It sounds weird to say that, but it's true. And when I say I've been studying it, I've really just been letting myself live it. So most of the teachings have been how what the energies and the stars and the movements of the planets, how they're actually affecting my life and how that energy is moving through everyday living and my family and choices around career, home, work. It's all encompassing. And along the way, I just started to notice that these changes and these shifts and these energies were present anyway, that these things were going to happen anyway, whether I was aware of it or not. So why not study it a little more in-depthly and learn how to work with it a little more consciously? Mm-hmm. So it's really just a passion of mine. I love to share it with people because I feel that it's just something that we're not really taught in our culture. It's not something that it's part of mainstream education. And I always wondered why, because it seems so helpful. So, yeah, that's kind of where I'm coming from with all of it.
So let me ask you this, because I had a conversation for some people who are not real familiar. I was talking about hunting, and I have a husband who's a hunter, and he actually follows the moon cycles, okay, because of the deer and how they respond and how they mate and how they migrate with the moon. So with that, I thought it was very fascinating because I had some skeptics who were like, what are you talking about, this energy? And I'm like, no, I mean, it's the phenomena of full moons. I don't know if this is part of your teaching or if I'm on the right track with this. Is that correct? That we have a pull or our energies do get shifted by the cycles that are in our universe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, you can look at the ocean and the tides and how that's affected by the moon. And even at sunset and sunrise, you see the animals are much more just out and about during the time when the sun is rising and falling. So, it's part of our world. And it's affecting us in ways that maybe we don't understand. So it's nice to have some context, at least for me. When I was first studying it, and I kind of have found several resources that I really enjoy, but one of them, let's see, it's a table of eclipses, and it's on astrologyzone.com. And you can go through, and it provides a table of where the eclipses fell, in which sign, in which degree, all the way back to 1994. So I have gone back through all of the charts and said, oh, well, you know, I would think to myself, what year did I move into such and such house? And I had this big transformation in my life. And I would go back and I'd look at the table and I'd say, oh, wow, that was right in the middle of an eclipse.
Interesting.
So And then I would think about another time in my life where I was like, oh, remember that time I left my corporate job and I moved to the Bahamas to go live in an ashram to study yoga? Lo and behold, that happened during an eclipse. So I just started to realize, I was like, these changes were already there. I didn't know at the time that I was going through an eclipse cycle, but there were things happening that was making the change come to me, and I went through huge transformations. And so I was able to go back and kind of track my timeline and say, oh, wow, like a lot of those big changes and shifts in my life happened during eclipse cycles. And that's when I really started to pay attention to eclipses. I was like, this is important. If I can work with it, then I'm kind of consciously co-creating with the universe instead of having the changes come and feeling like, whoa, what's happening? This wave of change is bigger than me. It instead puts me in a way where I'm riding the wave, like a surfer would ride the wave. That's
fascinating. I want to explore that a little bit because I've heard, you know, on the receiving end, sometimes I'll be like, "Ooh, wow, what's going on? A lot of chaos." And then I'll find out after, and which is very confirming too, that we're in some type of cycle or there's a retrograde and how how it is. It sometimes kind of puts things together for me. But let's talk about riding it and using it to your benefit. So what are some examples? Like if you know an eclipse is coming, so like how could somebody I don't want to say take advantage of that, but use that to actually create change. Okay.
So one of the things that it's helpful to understand is what sign or family of signs is the eclipse happening in. So I'll give you an example. Right now we're dealing, each eclipse happens in a family. So that would mean if the eclipse is happening in Leo, that there's going to be a corresponding eclipse 6 months later in Aquarius, because Leo and Aquarius are opposite signs. Okay. If the eclipse is happening in Taurus, then 6 months later, there's going to be a corresponding eclipse in Scorpio because they're opposite signs. So that's what I mean by there's a family involved in the eclipse cycle. So we can go back to February 10th, 2017, and that was the first eclipse in this family of Leo and Aquarius that we're in currently. So there are going to be 8 eclipses up until January 20th, 2019 in that family of Leo and Aquarius. Okay. Now, Leos and Aquarians are going to be affected probably the most, but really it's any sign that's in the fixed quality. So it would be, so Leo and Aquarius are both fixed signs. So all of the fixed signs will be impacted. That said, it's also important to understand that every single person has Leo and Aquarius in their birth chart. So somewhere in this person's life, this eclipse is going to touch them. Everyone has these two energies somewhere in their birth chart. Some people have more Leo and more Aquarius than others, and you know, and some don't. But everyone's going to be impacted. So over this 2-year period and these 8 eclipses, there should be a beginning, at, you know, kind of like gives you a theme, and then each corresponding eclipse after that is going to build upon the theme, okay, until you get to some sort of resolution at the end of the cycle. So the first thing to understand is where is it showing up in my chart? So you would need to have a birth chart done. And then know where Leo and Aquarius are showing up in your birth chart. So if it's in your house of home and family, say Leo is in your house of home and family, which is the fourth house, that would mean that Aquarius is on the opposite side in the house of career. So during this next 2 years, you're going to have shift, transformation in family and career. Knowing that helps you consciously create the shift, but the shift is going to come whether you know it or not.
So hop on board, right? Taken,
right.
Sweeped away. No, I love it. I love it. So it does give you guidance. Like, we all have guidance, though, in some way or form, and being able to work with these energies, correct? So tell me, like, for people who are out there who are not real familiar, so what is a birth chart? So does it take your birthday and break it down to?
It does.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. No, please share.
Okay. So the birth chart is, the information that you need for the birth chart is the date of the birth, the time of the birth, and the place of the birth. The reason that the time of the birth is really important is because it gives you the time zone, and it also gives you the first house or the rising, the sign that was rising on the horizon at the time of your birth. So that will give you your first house. So the birth chart is then broken down into 12 houses, just like there are 12 months and just like there are 12 signs. Okay. So each house represents a particular area of your life. Like, for instance, I was just referencing the fourth house, which is the house of family. And then the 10th house opposing it on the other side is the house of career. So the first six houses are more personal. It'll be like the self. Then on the opposite side in the seventh house would be relationships. So 7 through 12 are very external and out in the world, and they involve like partnerships. Whereas houses 1 through 6 are very much personal, they're more introverted, and they're more dealing with the individual. So that's really the basis of understanding how to work with all of the energies that are happening.
So neat. It gives so much meaning to the work. Can you tell everybody, to our listeners too, I know you, my dear friend, as we were Karuna Masters together, but why don't you tell people just a little bit about the background of your work?
Mm-hmm. I just started to do this as a career. This is something that I have loved and I have lived and I have shared openly for years. When people would just start talking to me in conversation anywhere at any time and they would be a little confused or maybe need some advice, the first place I would find myself falling for advice was in the astrology. And I started to realize just how much it was guiding me, and because I feel like I've lived it, when I speak about it, I'm really coming from a place of experience with it. And I kind of realize it's a lot of information. People are like, what is she talking about? A birth chart, houses, it's really quite technical. And yet, when you don't look at it as technical and you just look at it how it's affecting your life, it becomes more just kind of real. It becomes more everyday instead of just a concept. So I just love it. I can't say enough great things about it.
It is, and it seems like you can bring a lot of clarity to people. Like if you decide, hey, I want somebody to help me interpret and give me my birth chart and explain the eclipses to me, I do think there could be a lot of ahas and clarity and even guidance in the work. So believe it or not, we are out of time. So tell everybody how they can find you. You will be on our website. If anyone would like to listen to this again, you can also see Allie's picture and contact information at wnylifecoaching.com. But can you share your contact information?
Sure. My website is in its startup phase, but you can find me at holisticlifestylewithallie.com, and I spell Allie, A-L-L-Y. Holistic is spelled H. It doesn't have a W on it. It starts with an H. So holisticlifestylewithallie.com. I also have an Instagram feed and Facebook. My full name's Allison Klein Ayala. And I have an Instagram feed for Holistic Lifestyle with Allie as well. So those are three avenues you can find me.
Awesome. Any last words, any kind of insight or anything you'd like to share with our listeners?
No, this was so fun. So was this live?
We are live. We are live, and you can listen back. We will listen. The recording will be on our website and also on Blog Talk. I love you.
I'm like, I'm just winging it over here.
If you want to connect with us, please feel free to reach out at wnylifecoaching.com, or you can reach us at 716-560-6552. Thank you so much, my dear friend.
Thanks, Sean. Love you.
Okay. Love you, too. Power from within. Thank you for listening.
Bye.